You're listening to SBS News.
Afghanistan says its forces killed 58 Pakistani soldiers in border operations in response to what it calls repeated violations of its territory and airspace. Pakistan's army gave far lower casualty figures, saying 23 troops were killed. Earlier in the week, Afghan authorities accused Pakistan of bombing the capital, Kabul, and a market in the country's east. Pakistan didn't claim responsibility for these assaults. Wahidullah Ahmadi, the Taliban's Eastern Border Security Force spokesman, says Taliban forces have conducted retaliatory and successful operations along the border.
Again and again, Pakistan has attacked Afghan land. In response to that last night, the Afghan Eastern Border Security Forces attacked Pakistani military posts in various parts of the eastern border. In the end, 14 of their posts were destroyed.
One Pakistani official, speaking to the media without authorization, says Pakistan has taken control of 19 Afghan border posts from where attacks were being launched. The heavy clashes underscore the deepening tensions between the two nations. Taliban soldier Ahmad Gul Adil was involved in the fighting.
A very fierce battle took place in this area last night. Thank God, many posts were captured. Many soldiers of the neighboring country were killed and wounded. We, the Mujahideen, will always defend our country at the cost of our heads, and we will always support the orders of our leaders.
The main Chaman border crossing between Pakistan and Afghanistan has now been closed for a third day, stranding hundreds of Afghan refugees. The crossing is a critical trade artery and the second largest between the two nations. Families caught in the diplomatic crossfire are getting desperate. Wazir Mohammed, an Afghan refugee in Pakistan, is angry at the position he finds himself in.
We arrived here in the morning and the bombing started. What kind of Islam is this? We're trapped with no money, no way to leave. Is this what they call Muslim Brotherhood? They pick up bombs while we're just trying to survive. It would be better to kill us. And they call themselves Muslims?
In a statement issued on social media, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar says he is deeply concerned about the situation on the border.
Unprovoked firing and raids along the Pakistan-Afghan border by the Taliban government is a serious provocation. Pakistan's befitting response and strikes are against Taliban infrastructure and to neutralize terrorist elements operating from Afghan soil. Our defensive response is not targeted towards the peace-loving Afghan civilian population. Unlike Taliban forces, we are exercising extreme caution in our defensive responses to avoid loss of civilian lives.
Mr. Dar, who also serves as Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister, says Pakistan expects the Taliban government to take concrete measures against terrorist elements who, he says, want to derail relations between the two countries. Alan Lee, SBS News.